Our life here on earth is a journey. It is a journey from birth to life to death to life in eternity with God. And part of this journey is about being renewed and having, you know, trips along the way. We start, you know, our liturgy as a journey as well. And this journey is remembering the long trek of our Israelite ancestors in the desert. It is helpful to be aware that the scriptural sense of remembering implies reliving an event ourselves, entering into the story and being changed by it in our day and our way. This is what Moses does for us in the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy. He did this and said these words so that the people can continue to discover God's love and care in ever new ways. He says to them, "Remember how for 40 days now the Lord your God has directed all your journeying in the desert, so as to test you by affliction, to find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments. He therefore let you be afflicted with hunger, and then fed you with manna, a food unknown to you and your fathers, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord." In our Christian journey, we have the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Out of those Gospels, John is a very theological reflection, whereas Matthew, Mark, and Luke are more biographical and more historical. In a particular way, John chapter 6, from where today's gospel comes from, is a long meditation on God's new way of giving life through Jesus. Jesus says to his followers, "This is my body, this is my blood. Take and eat, take and drink, and whoever does this will have everlasting life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day." When we even hear this, if we take these words literally, it becomes unappealing. That's why many of the disciples left Jesus at that point. "How can this man say this to us? Is he trying to turn us into a cannibal?" But my brothers and sisters, this is more than eating the flesh and drinking the blood. It is through Jesus' ultimate sacrifice of generosity that he leaves a living memorial of who he is and who he wants us to be. This is about growing in closer union with God. We eat of the body and drink of the blood as spiritual food. It changes us. It changes our hearts, and it changes our way of acting in the world. And once again, we are reminded by St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians that when we do this, when we share the one bread and drink the one cup, we become one belonging in Christ. We share the same mission, and we are in communion with Christ as the body of Christ. But there are times, because we are human, we forget that. When Jesus enters into the world, he takes on humanity. He is baptized. He is persecuted. And he dies. And he resurrects. By our participation in our baptism, and whenever we gather in liturgy, we take on the same divinity that Jesus has. And as we take on that same divinity, we are called, to share that with others. We're called to treat others well, because they are in the likeness of the loving God who created them. This means that there's be no distinction in our treatment of others. Everyone has the sacred obligation to have life. And in turn, we are called to treat others well. We do not pass judgment on people. We do not victimize people. We do not blame the victim for their problems or whatever trials or tribulations they come that way. We're called to embrace one another. Today is a great solemnity. The solemnity is about us growing in closer union in God as we on our journey ask the question for us while we're here on earth: where is God for us? God is in the Word. God is in the sacraments. But how do we make that into practice? Where is God during our times of confusion? Where is God in that difficult person? God is present. And it's about for us to find God, but also to be in closer union, not only with God, but Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and with one another.